Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Weiland. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Weiland. And now, play ball. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland strikes out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy bunts towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Gulick reaches second base with a double. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Browns. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon hits a line drive into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gulick. Werber reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Werber moves to third. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Werber scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Shea reaches second base with a double. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaufman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy bunts towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Hodap covering, for the out. Shea moves to third. Kaufman moves to second. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Weiland moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Weiland moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gulick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gulick. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Werber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodap is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. McManus reaches second base with a double. Farrell moves to third. Sam Gray now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook pinch hits for Bob Seeds. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. 2 outs. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Bob Weiland. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly takes first base on ball 4. Farrell scores. McManus moves to third. Alexander moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Rabbit Warsler pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a pop-up towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dusty Cook now playing left field. Bob Klein now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharon hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Shea hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Gray moves to second. 1 out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns strikes out. 2 outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gulick takes first base on ball 4. Gray moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gray scores. Reynolds scores. Gulick moves to third. It's 6-2, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Melillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Gullick scores. Campbell goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Browns. Johnny Welch now pitching. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to second. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Johnny Welch. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Judd McLaughlin now pitching. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-4 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Gullick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.